23 of September 2020, Proverbs 35-9. Every word of God is unalloyed, a shield of those who take refuge in Him. To His words make no addition, lest He approve you and account you a liar. Two things I beg of you, do not grudge me them before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Grant me only my share of food for fear that surrounded by plenty, I should fall away and say, Yahweh, who is Yahweh? Or else, in destitution, take to stealing and profane the name of God. The word of God gives us protection, a shield for us all, because it conceals us in the truth, and therefore in God Himself. To live in the truth, therefore, not only makes us free, but in a certain way indestructible. Every attack against the truth may seem to be successful from the outside, but in reality it has an inner rottenness, which is due course makes everything collapse. Let us think, for example, of ideologies that want to offer solutions to many problems, but then are exposed in their errors and leave a trail of destruction behind. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it is said that before the second coming of Christ, a religious spirit of lies will take hold of people and offer them apparent solutions to their problems. But in reality, this will lead them into apostasy. But this can only succeed if you are not sufficiently rooted in the word of the Lord, if the light of His truth has not penetrated us enough. The word of God can be explained and absorbed by us, but it does not need to be improved. To His words make no addition, lest He reprove you and account you a liar. Nor should the word be interpreted in a way that is agreeable to us. St. Paul warns us, for a time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but will keep seeking new teachers to flatter their ears according to their own desires, and they will no longer listen to the truth, but will turn to fables. If you reinterpret or relativize the word of God, and, as a consequence, the authentic teaching of the Church, then we leave the shelter that the word of God gives us. We offer ourselves to the enemy unprotected, so to speak. In some very questionable developments after the Second Vatican Council, people have optimistically believed that it is possible to approach the world virtually without protection, to discover its values, to enter into dialogue with everything and everyone, to embrace everything and open the Church to all kinds of influences. Bishop Schneider from Kazakhstan writes about this on pages 197 and 198 in its German edition on his book Christus Vincit. The phrase about opening the windows before and during the council was a misleading illusion and caused confusion. The people understood it to mean that the spirit of an obvious unbelieving society was capable of transmitting values for the life of Christians. In the course of the past conciliar years, the partially opened floodgate gave way to devastating powers which caused enormous damage to doctrine, morals, and liturgy. Today the flutes have reached a dangerous level. We are living in the height of a flute catastrophe. It is true that we have to proclaim the gospel to the world. On this way, we can also appreciate what is realized and aspired of good in other religions. But not to come in irritations about other religions. This is only possible if we are deeply rooted in the Word of God. Therefore, we cannot approach this world in an unrealistic and human optimism, but only in the mandate and mission of the Lord and with the spiritual armament recommended to us in the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians in chapter 6. If, for example, modern and unrealistic currents in the church want to whisper to us that the church and her teaching are not a bunker behind which one must hide, the answer is that if you approach the world without sufficient protection, you are playing with fire and will burn yourself. To put on a protective garment does not mean to isolate oneself anxiously, but to become aware of the situation in order to adequately fulfill the mission in the world. The Holy Scriptures admonish us not to adapt the world, but to overcome it. It is therefore given to us to conceal in the truth of the Word of God, and not to be caught of the siren songs of untruth and half-truth.
The entrance verse we hear today says, "Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me."